Starting tomorrow, with the first of the new year, Americans will no longer be allowed to adopt children from Russia. The measure is part of a law signed on Friday by Russian President Vladimir Putin, which also includes a ban on U.S.-funded political groups operating inside Russia. It's seen as retaliation for a new U.S. law that sanctions Russians accused of human rights abuses. To gauge the impact of the Russian adoption ban, we turn this morning to Adam Pertman, author of Adoption Nation and executive director of the nonprofit Evan B. Donaldson Adoption Institute. Adam joins us from Newton. Good morning, Adam, and thanks for speaking with us this morning.
Thanks for having me on.
Adam, as I understand it, by most estimates, about 60,000 Russian children have been adopted by Americans over the years, mainly in the last 20 years, many here in New England. How many children are affected by this ban?
Well, the children who, every family that has adopted from Russia is affected somehow, emotionally, in practical terms, in the connections they have with the home country. The kids who are really most profoundly affected, obviously, are the ones who aren't here, are the ones who, because of this ban, are left in institutions instead of coming to families.
Is this right that very few infants are actually adopted from Russia?
That's right. Very few infants actually are adopted from any country nowadays. That has changed in international adoption over the years. And what that means is that those kids who are remaining behind, so to speak, understand what's happening. I mean, some of them called their new parents mommy and daddy already, and they aren't coming home.
Do we know how many families, or can we estimate how many families in the Boston area or in all of New England are immediately impacted by this?
Immediately impacted, we really don't know. There's a list of 45 or 50 children we know are in the so-called pipeline. That is, they're in the process of being completed. But that list is not public, so we don't know which ones are directly affected and where they're from.
Have you heard from families who have adopted Russian children in the past, either near past or distant past, who are just very upset by this development?
Oh, yes. I've heard from lots, and they're devastated. I mean, this is the end of an era in international adoption history, if in fact it comes to pass, if nothing changes. And they are a part of it. You know, their children, those children, and some of them are now grown up because this has been going on for 20 years, they won't have, quote, other families like them, right? But again, I always want to refocus it. I do, my heart bleeds for these folks, but the people who are the bottom line victims here are the kids who stay in an orphanage instead of coming to a family. And that's something that I really, really hope the Russian government can get its head around and do something about.
So there have been some protests in Russia against the law. What are Russians who've been involved in adoptions telling you about it? What are they saying since Putin signed it?
Honestly, they're saying the same things as people are saying here. People, there are two sort of camps, if you will. One is one consists of the people who are into the politics of this. You know, the tit for tat. You know, U.S. passed the human rights law. We're going to do this to you. The people who are protesting, the people who don't think this is a good idea, are the child welfare people. The people who care for children for a living understand that this is a bad idea. They're saying the same things we are.
What recourse, if any, then, is there now?
Well, I think this is at a political level. The parents, the families, the professionals who deal with international adoption here are obviously going to lodge protests and ask what they can do. But this is at a diplomatic level. Vladimir Putin is not going to change the law because, you know, some parents in Newton are upset. If he changes his mind, and I don't know that he will, but if he changes his mind, it's going to be because of some behind-the-scenes diplomatic effort by the U.S. government, which I really, really hope that they are engaging in.
Well, so what do you hear about whether the U.S. can exert any pressure to overturn the ban? What are you hearing from your contacts inside the U.S. government?
We had a meeting with the State Department last week, a group meeting with people involved in this, and the answer is diplomatic speak, that they are going to do all they can. They're trying to advance the visas of the people who are already, some people are already in Russia to pick up their kids. They're going to try to do everything they can, and they're going to talk to the government. But if anything happens, if anything positive happens, it's going to take some time.
Adam Pertman, thank you very much, and good luck at trying to resolve this next year.
Thank you, Bob.
Adam Pertman is executive director of the nonprofit Evan B. Donaldson Adoption Institute, author of the book Adoption Nation, and associate editor of Adoption Quarterly. He joined us from Newton.